This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So it's going to be constant hiccup until tomorrow morning. So I have no control over it. Allahumma ista'an. So that's about just exhausting all day, just hiccuping, subhanAllah. You get tired really of that. But alhamdulillah, nothing to worry about, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ready for Hajj bin Allah Azza wa Jal. So tomorrow, inshaAllah ta'ala, we're going to be, this time, hopefully we'll be on board actually, leaving, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, to Medina first. And then from Medina, inshallah, to Mecca for 3 days. And then after that, inshallah, ta'ala, we will continue with the manasik and hopefully be back by June 20, inshallah, azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make an easy journey, ya Rabbil Alameen, and give you all the opportunity to visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what the Hujjaj will do right now? Hujjaj right now coming from all over the world, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran to Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, he built the Kaaba or rebuilt it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him and he says, قَالَ وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرْ يَأْتِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيرٍ. He says, you call the people to come for Hajj. Call them to visit. And they shall come from every side of the earth. They will come from every valley, every plain, every side of the earth. So Nabiullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, when the command to proclaim the Hajj came to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim qala rabbi kayf, how am I going to be able to do that when I'm just one person? How am I going to be able to deliver my message? Qal, you call, we will deliver. Alayka al-balagh, alayka al-nida wa alayna al-balagh. You just call, we will deliver. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered the voice of Ibrahim alayhi salam to every corner of the earth, or at least the earth in that sense, the Arabian Peninsula, where people would come and visit since then, frequently for Hajj. And the rituals of Hajj were established from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Some ulama, they say even way before Ibrahim alayhi salam, because almost all the prophets actually visited the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was the one, we follow his legacy in terms of the tawaf, in terms of the jamarat, as-sa'i bayna as-safa wal-marwa, al-hajr al-aswad, the black stone, all these ibadat that we take for Hajj came from the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam through the Ummah all the way to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then came to us. So what the Hujjaj are going to be doing right now? So officially, the month of Hajj began with Shawwal. So once Ramadan is over, the season of Hajj begins immediately. Anyone who has an intention to go to Hajj, they can start making their journey in Shawwal. Most of the people, obviously, they come right close to the time of Hajj. But the official days of Hajj, are the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, the 10th, and then 2 or 3 days after that. Depends on how many days you want to spend in Mina. So the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, so the Hujjaj, when they arrive before the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, like us arriving, the 1st of Dhul-Hijjah, as a matter of fact, we're arriving there, inshallah ta'ala, into Mecca. So we have 8 days. A whole week before the actual season begins. So in those days, what the people usually do, they do Umrah. So we'll do Umrah, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then once you're done with your Umrah, you take off your ihram and you go back again to civilian clothes. Because you're doing right now what ulama, they call it tamattu'. Hajj al-tamattu' is when you have a gap between your arrival and the days of Hajj. To make it easy for the people not to stay in ihram all these days, so they do Umrah when they arrive, and then they take off their ihram, and they stay civilian until the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah. Some people, their plan is to arrive in Mecca straight. So what do they do in this case? They don't have to do tamattu' because they're arriving straight into Mecca on the 8th, for example, or the 9th, even some of them. So in this case, they do the Hajj, what we call ifrad, intention to do just to do Hajj, that's all. Because there is no time for them to do Umrah before that. So they go straight into Hajj. Eventually, on the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, the Hujjaj will be gathering, inshallah ta'ala, in Mina. And there in Mina, the Sunnah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prayed Dhuhr 2 rak'ah, Asr 2 rak'ah, each on its time, Maghrib 3 rak'ah on its time, Isha 2 rak'ah on its time, and then Fajr, he prayed also the 2 rak'ah on Fajr. And then he waited, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until around noon time, not noon, around actually Duha time. And then he started marching towards Arafah. By the time they got to Arafah, it was close to Dhuhr time. So the Prophet ﷺ camped outside of Arafah in an area today known as Masjid Namira. If anyone been there before, Masjid Namira is a massive masjid over there in the Arafah plains. Three quarters of the masjid are outside of the Arafah plain, by the way. It's the last portion of it that is only inside the boundaries of Arafah officially. But three quarters of it, they're not. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he camped, he first camped outside. And he waited until it was Zawal time, which means Dhuhr began. So the Prophet ﷺ, he gave a khutbah, and he gave two rak'ah Dhuhr and two rak'ah Asr, combined Dhuhr and Asr together. Two rak'ah and two rak'ah. To give the people a chance to get busy with their ibadah and their ta'ah throughout the day. And that day is the day of Arafah, the most important day of Hajj. As the Prophet mentioned, قال, Al-Hajj Arafah. Hajj, the essence of Hajj is Arafah itself. And what's the essence of Arafah anyway? Is when you have all these people who came from all around the world in the exact same area, the exact same spot for these hours, and they're all chanting the same thing. لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ. Or they're making their dua, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he speaks to the angels. And Allah knows exactly the answer already. But he speaks to the angels to show off his creation to the angels. And he goes, what are these people doing here? قَالُوا يَا رَبِّي. They came here asking for your forgiveness and seeking your assistance and help. And he said, what exactly they're asking for? They're asking for your Jannah. I said, did they see it? He said, no. So what if they saw it then? I said, they will do even more. And they're seeking forgiveness and asking your protection from Jahannam. So have they seen Jahannam? And they would say, no, Ya Rabbi. So what if they see Jahannam? What if they've seen Jahannam? He says, كانوا أبعد منها. They would do things that would make them farther away from it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells the angel, أشهدكم أني قد غفرت لهم. You be my witnesses, I forgive them all. And that's the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in the hadith, no day of the year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipate people from Jahannam than that day. Whether you're there in Hajj or outside of Hajj, make sure that you fast the day of Arafah. If you're not doing Hajj, you fast the day of Arafah. As the Prophet ﷺ said, it gives you an expiation of the sin for 2 years. One before and one after, subhanAllah. For just simply fasting one single day, the day of Arafah. Mark your calendars, don't get up any excuses, fast the day of Arafah. If you can fast more of the days of the Hijjah, Bismillah, go for it. You don't have to fast them all, but fast as you can, as many as you can, as what is your ability, inshallah ta'ala. You can do that. The Hujjaj will remain in Arafah until the sundown. Once the sun goes down, they leave to Muzdalifah, where they pray Maghrib and Isha delayed, and then they rest for the night. The sunnah is to rest, no ibadah there actually, except for resting, until Fajr time. Fajr time, they wake up and they pray Al-Fajr near Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram, which is in Mina, in Muzdalifah, between Muzdalifah and Mina. When they're done, the Prophet ﷺ, after Salat Al-Fajr, he wait for a little bit, and then he marched towards Mina. There in Mina, as they go through, there are the three Jamarat. So this is the day of Al-Nahr Yawm Al-Eid. So you guys be praying Eid, and Hujjaj be doing something else. Al-Hujjaj obliged to do four things on that day. To do seven pebbles on the major Jamarat. To do Tawaf Al-Ifadah and Sa'i. And number three, they sacrifice their Udhiyah. And number four, they shave their head or they cut their hair. Once they do that, they're free from the Ihram, and this is it. So the next thing for them is to go and spend the night in Mina for the next three nights, unless somebody wants to add one more. So they go that night and they spend it in Mina until Fajr. And if they want to leave, it's fine. They don't want to leave, they can stay in Mina as they wish. But what they need to do the next day is to do 21 people, seven at each station of the three Jamarat. So they do that and make their ibadah as part of it. Then they need to spend the night in Mina as well. So they stay there in Mina. And the next day they do the same thing as well too. And then if they want to add an extra day, they spend another night in Mina. So they can stay that day and they do the Jamarat and then they leave. As Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, قال واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه. If someone spends 2 days, alhamdulillah, that's good. If they want to add an extra day, that is even better. So depends on their time. After they're done, they go back to Mecca. They do whatever they want to do of getting ready to leave. The last thing that they should do is do tawaf al-wada', and then from there they take their things and come back, inshallah ta'ala, home safely, bidnillahi azza wa jal. So these are the simple rituals of Hajj, but the true essence and message of Hajj, as we mentioned over there, is to focus, remove this dunya from your life temporarily, just temporary. Wearing very simple clothes. No one can tell if you're rich or poor, if you're a doctor or whatever that you are, nothing. We're all equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for a few days. Imagine you've been put in such an intensive course of humbleness and humility and altruism and patience. Imagine you've been put in such a crash course, like it's a boot camp, spiritual boot camp, where you're going to force yourself to be just focusing on the akhirah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayah, قال وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Like, take the provision. It's okay to take clothes and food and things with you. But he says, but the best of provision that you carry with you is at taqwa, righteousness and piety. Right now, I'm finishing my baggage, subhanAllah, my bag. And I grab something and just like, do I really need this? No, it's too much. And then just like, you know what, maybe I'll need it later. Dunya, subhanAllah. No matter how much you try to make your load easy, but you always find a way to say, maybe I'm going to need this, maybe I'm going to need that. Even though I know I might not be using all the clothes I'm going to be taking with me, but, you know, I'd rather take something extra than be sorry about it. But that's dunya, subhanAllah. However, what I'm trying to carry with me is always that which is the lightest, but the most valuable, most important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing us to the most important thing you will carry with you from this dunya. You're already on a journey. You're already in your hajj to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says that the most valuable thing you carry with you is at taqwa. It's light, it's simple, it's one thing you focus on, and to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will give you everything you need to know about connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah azza wa jal give us that taqwa, Rabbil Alameen. So I would like advise myself and each and every one of you to observe that taqwa. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. That we have given the same message, the same advice to those who were before you, for the people of the book, أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. That you be conscious of Allah Azza wa Jal. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I would like to advise myself and each and every one of you to observe that taqwa, especially in these beautiful days that are coming our way, inshallah ta'ala. The days of the Hajj starting very soon. So by the end of this week, the announcement from Hajj will come, and they will tell you which day of the first day of the Hijjah, if you follow the announcement. Otherwise, you go with the moon sighting or the calculation. But eventually, it's by the end of this week, inshallah ta'ala, the beginning of the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Make sure to make this a season of taqwa and righteousness. Even if you're not going for Hajj, observe the same principle. You're carrying that load with you to the Akhirah. Make it worth it. Make it something righteous, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And I advise you as a community to make sure during those beautiful days that you bring the spirit of Hajj, which is humility and humbleness and really focusing on the akhirah, brotherhood and sisterhood, because there in Hajj, you're going to be meeting people from all around the world. Probably you're going to hear about countries you've never even heard of before. You will see flags, you have no idea where these countries are from. But that's the promise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Islam is going to enter every single corner of the world. And that's something you're going to be witnessing when you go to Hajj, subhanAllah. Here in our masajid, in our community, is a mini Hajj. If you look around you, no two people look alike next to each other. Maybe the Desi people just look alike, probably. But everybody else, we look different, right? SubhanAllah. Like, seriously, we all have variety that is so sweet and beautiful in our community, mashallah. Wallah, it's the example of Hajj. Everybody is different, speak different language, come of different background, different culture. Now, that's the beauty of our deen. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned about this creation of mankind, He said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكْرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. That all mankind, we have created you from a man and woman. Simple, man and woman. Forget about June and all the stuff that it celebrate these days. We made you from man and woman. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. And we made you into people and nation to get to know each other, to be acquainted with one another. Like get to know about each other. Why, how do you do these things in your culture, in your country, subhanAllah? Making Islam the unifying factor for all these differences that we have in our community. Make sure, my dear brothers and sisters, that you don't leave in your heart any grudge towards anybody. It's not worth it, wallahi. Life is too short to hold grudge against anybody, and the heart is too small for this jama'ah. And what are you going to put in this heart? Just put the most important things. You can't please everybody. But if you worry about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah promised you that He will be pleased with you and make people pleased with you. But if you make yourself worrying about what people say and how people are going to react to this and what they're going to say about you, if you worry too much about people and you start doing things to please them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be displeased with you and He will make people displeased with you as well. No matter how much you try to please them. So focus on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay together as one community, inshallah ta'ala. Make sure to attend the masjid, attend the programs and the activities. Keep the community alive, inshallah azza wa jal. It's not just for you. When the masjid is alive, alhamdulillah, everybody benefits, jama'ah. Everybody benefits. And wallahi, even those who just come by, just stopping by for salah, not even from the community. They come, they see the gathering, mashallah, so much, it's beautiful. Alhamdulillah, rabbi, amen. People traveling, coming just in the summertime. They spend a few days here to visit family and they see the place, they see the people, they say, MashaAllah, wallah, this is beautiful. Your presence benefiting so many people without even knowing that. Make sure to keep this place alive, inshallah ta'ala. And if you see somebody is missing, call them, check on them. Keep the community, inshallah, together, binallahi azza wa jal. And we're a lot of activities coming up, inshallah, for you. The night of Friday night, family nights, inshallah, is going to be happening. As we do in the summer, alhamdulillah, every Friday we have a speaker coming to talk to you. So please join that, binallahi azza wa jal. Bring your family, enjoy a meal together and spend some time together on those beautiful evenings of Fridays, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all united, ya Rabbil Alameen. And I ask Allah to fill our hearts with love and mercy for another. I ask Allah azza wa jal to protect this community. Ya Allah, we ask you to send your rahmah and mercy upon us, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbi, we ask you to protect our families, ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect our household, protect our livelihood, protect our iman, our deen for us, ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect our masajid, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Ya Rabbi, we ask you to protect our unity, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to guide us all to that which is most pleasing to you. Ya Rabbi, we ask you to make it easy to see that which is right and make it easy to follow it. And to recognize that which is wrong and stay away from it, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to keep us all united as a leadership, as a community. Together, for your sake, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Show us the way to that which is most pleasing to Ya Rabbil Alameen and make us among those who always act on righteousness, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive us our sins, our shortcomings. Ya Allah, make us among those who witness the best season of the year, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, give us the ability to go through the first 10 days of the Hijjah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to celebrate Eid together, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask you, Allah, to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Ya Allah, protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, give them safety, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Give them victory, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Accept their shuhada, Ya Allah. Give shifa to those who are sick, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Bring those back, those who are missing, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. And those who are alive, Ya Allah, we ask to shield them from any harm, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbi, we ask you the same for all those who are oppressed from the Ummah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Around the world, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Deliver them, Ya Rabbi, to that which is best in this dunya and in the akhirah, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. To all of us, we ask you the way we all gathered in this place, that we all gathered together in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Salihin. Ya Rabbi, we ask you to give us the opportunity to go to al-Masjid al-Haram, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Mecca, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and the Masjid of Rasulullah in Medina, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to facilitate Hajj for all of us, Ya Allah. And bring us back safe, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, wa salli ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, we are going to miss you.